This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian. And the captain. Coming up, you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. On the way, we'll talk about the Alberta vaccination passport briefly, because that's apparently a thing, too. We were discussing Lithuania and what is, according to a guy that lives there and who took a lot of time to put together a detailed thread on Twitter about exactly how bad it is that he and his family cannot get into pretty much anywhere without being vaccinated. And we went over some of that. And it's, you know, if you think it can't happen here, well, it's already happening here in cities like New York and Los Angeles and San Francisco. And the thing is, if they get away with it now, they're going to make it more restrictive. They're going to demand more requirements, more vaccine boosters and such. In fact, the CDC director, according to Axios.com, has already suggested, now it's not official yet, but they're reporting that the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, said on Friday the U.S., quote, may need to update, unquote, its definition for what it means to have full vaccination against COVID. Now, they haven't yet, she explained that since not everyone is yet eligible for a booster under CDC rules, they can't make that definitional change yet. But right. Once they say everyone over the age of 18 is now eligible to receive a booster shot, then they can go ahead and change the definition of what it means to be quote-unquote fully vaccinated. So therefore, everyone who's currently fully vaccinated will no longer be fully vaccinated.
Yeah, kick the can up, move the goalposts, that's all
right.
That kind of thing.
Well, and this is right on the tail of the FDA finally approving the booster, right?
Correct. Yeah. But it's not approved for all age groups yet. It's approved for specific, like, people who are over the age of 65, and then anyone between, I think it's like 18 and 65, who have specific vulnerabilities or something like that.
Well, as far as I know, they still can't require you to get a thing that hasn't gotten approved yet.
No, it's coming. They're going to. They're going to approve it. You
also, I actually appreciate the fact that the FDA has been dragging its feet on this.
I think we changed the definition of CDC to the Center for Dumb Commentary.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say this is dragging its feet. I mean, this is government doing what government does, and they have their stupid processes. And if anything, they're probably going faster than they normally would.
Well,
let's go to.
Well, I mean, it's worth questioning, like, are we going to reach a point where the CDC is requiring what the FDA hasn't approved at all yet?
I mean, the CDC already fundamentally became your landlord.
Yeah, they'll do anything they want.
Yeah, if you're a renter, you know, it doesn't matter.
As long as you do what you're told, they'll keep telling you to do things. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. We got Neil. He's on the line in New Jersey. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, Neil. What's on your mind tonight?
Not so much. I just want to call in about medical cannabis and cannabis itself. As everything with the legalization.
Oh, you're kind of far away. I don't know if you're talking right into your phone there.
Hold on one second, Ian. Let me take you off speaker.
Yeah, that always helps.
Is that better?
Much better. Go ahead, sir.
All right, cool. I was calling in to discuss medical cannabis and also cannabis.
Sure.
And the legalization of it.
Please.
Yeah, it's a good topic.
So,
we've always talked about that for years. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm a CEO of a company called Canisense Total Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Out of California. We provide cannabis to people all around the country. Anyone over 21 years old can register with our program. We've been working on this project since 2005, and then 2015 we went live, and since then we've been providing cannabis around the country.
I actually know of this company. I heard about it originally from Jordan Page, who
is
He's a he used to work with you guys, I don't know if he still does, but he is a very popular libertarian singer songwriter musician. Mm. He's performed at like the Porcupine Freedom Festival in a number of different years, and he reached out years ago to his email list and introduced himself as now working with this company that literally sells cannabis over the internet to medical cannabis users. And I thought, wow, that is a pretty interesting idea. I didn't know how legal it was. It seemed like it was like skirting the legality of what you could possibly do, but I'm glad to hear you guys are still in business, because I remember, wasn't there some sort of a situation after like a year you guys have been public after 2015 where somebody threw a fire alarm at the factory or something, and then the cops showed up and something really bad happened? What happened there, Neil? Were you involved back then?
That was me who got arrested.
Oh, wow.
So, but I'm a CPA by trade, 30 years in the business, so I've studied law. I've helped people defend themselves against the government.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the state was just upset with me, being that I was providing the medicine out of New Jersey and not out of California, where the entity was created.
And at that time, New Jersey hadn't gone through whatever level of legalization, decrim, medical that it has at this point, right?
Well, at that point, they were legal for medical purposes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, March of 2021 this year was when the Constitution got amended in New Jersey to allow anyone over 21 to get cannabis. So, of course, for me, that opened the door for the collective to now provide recreational accounts for people, mm-hmm. anyone over 21, to just join from anywhere and then pick out their cannabis.
Did you just say, wait a minute, did you just say Canisense is actually serving anyone anywhere who's over 21, not just medical patients anymore, or not just people in states where it's recreationally legal?
Correct.
Whoa.
So because of the constitutional
Captain's picking up his phone right now. What's the legal argument here? Because that sounds like it's begging for a federal raid or something like that. I mean, how are you doing this openly and not like on the dark web?
So, I mean, as far as constitutional amendments go in the United States and the way the rules go under Article 4, Section 1 of the Constitution, which if you read that, I mean, I don't know if you want to pull that up and read it out exactly the way it's written, but in simple terms, it just ensures that the acts and the constitutions of one state are enshrined in other states. So.
Really?
And as you're aware, I mean, New Jersey is not the only recreational state that's legal now. There's plenty of others.
But they did it in the Constitution, which would be unusual compared to other states.
Yeah, correct. I mean, they could do it by statute. They could do it by, just different methods. But this is actually a New Jersey constitutional
amendment.
That's
interesting. I didn't realize that they'd made that change that way. That sounds like a first.
I mean, I think it could have been first constitutionally, but I'm from New Jersey, so, I mean, I'm well aware of the constitutional amendment here. I mean, I don't watch every other state's constitutional amendments that are occurring,
mm-hmm.
but this was in my home state, so, of course, under that, then Article 4, Section 1 of the Constitution ensures that that should be covered under all other states. And I could say jokingly, my father was the CFO of a beer wholesaler, so he is well aware of prohibition and what happened with alcohol. So, I mean, I think we are essentially coming out of prohibition.
Since he's referencing this, it's actually a pretty short section.
Okay, go ahead.
Full faith and credit shall be given in each state to the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state. And the Congress may, by general laws, prescribe the manner in which such acts, records, and proceedings shall be proved and the effect thereof.
Okay, so it doesn't specifically mention the Constitution there, but you're saying that...
No, that's Article 4, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution.
No, but I thought your interpretation of that, Neil, was that the state constitutions must somehow be respected by the other states?
Sure, especially when it comes to freedom.
Huh. Okay, that's interesting.
Well, yeah, if legalization of marijuana usage for those over 21 is an act of a state, I mean, I can see where, like, the thinking here is that every other state has to give full faith and credit to that.
Huh. Well, then that seems like it's contrary to the idea of federalism, though, the idea where different states can try different things.
It definitely sounds to me like if you are in a state where that is illegal, that is definitely you taking on an unnecessary risk on yourself, and you mm-hmm. can still get penalized for that. But it sounds like right. if you're in a state where it's legal, yeah. then you can buy it from a state where it's legal.
Stand by, yeah, Neil. Can you hang on? Okay, can you hang on and tell us a little bit more about this? Yeah, maybe what you're saying here is, since he's in a state where it's constitutionally legal, he cannot be prosecuted at the very least for sending it to someone anywhere else.
Right.
Whether that person receiving it will be prosecuted is up to the local goons. Okay, I kind of get that now. There's more coming up here. We'll talk about it. It's interesting. On Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
the number, 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Beagles Mountaineer.
And the captain.
And we are talking with somebody who I've never actually had the pleasure of speaking with before. He's the CEO of Canisense. I didn't set up this phone call. He actually just got on the phone with him during the break. He's like, hey, man, what inspired you to call in tonight? Apparently, Neil, you're just at a party with a bunch of other Liberty people, and you I guess some of the people there are fans of the show, and they suggested it. Is that right? Do we have you? Oops, I put you in the wrong button there. Neil, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. They love you guys. I mean, they love hearing what you have to say, Ian. And, of course, I've heard you about you, and I saw what you've been through recently, which has been a little crazy. So
yeah, you're talking about the federal raid here at the studio back earlier this year regarding cryptocurrency. We call that the Crypto 6. People can learn more about it at thecrypto6.com. But you also got a bit of a police encounter earlier in, what was it, like 2016 or something? When did that all go down?
2017. October 17th, 2017, which was a little over 4 years now.
Do you want to tell that story? Because, you were operating this website, Canisense, which was at that time serving medical marijuana customers in different parts of the country with cannabis shipped through, the mail, basically, and being done openly, which was amazing and so brazen, I thought, at the time, and I loved it, and I actually signed up back in 2017, I think it was, for it to use it. And it wasn't long after that I'd heard the news that somebody at Canisense had gotten arrested, and it turns out it was you. What happened?
Yes. So let me just jump back on a few things. So Canisense Total Wellness is a California-based nonprofit mutual benefit corporation established in the late 2014, early 2015, legally licensed to be a collective model.
Mm-hmm.
So the entity was running out of California. And, of course, as a CPA, I mean, part of my role is to make sure the controls are put in place, et cetera. And, of course, when I see controls that aren't working, I need to make adjustments. So of course, inventory is a valuable asset of a cannabis company. And, of course, if it's being stolen by people that work for you or just, of course, the inventory just isn't working correctly, my job is to then go and figure out the correct model. So around 2017, I brought it into New Jersey to provide cannabis out using the same exact concept under the entity, but, of course, looking to learn the controls to put in place for any cannabis company being established in the future because, as you guys know, it's now a booming industry or becoming a booming industry. It's just basically its birthplace now.
It's happening.
Around the country.
So, hold on. You said you brought it to New Jersey, but it was still legally based out of California?
Yeah, it's a legally based company out of California.
But what did you bring to New Jersey? Was it like product in a warehouse?
Product to figure out how to do a fulfillment center model so that inventory controls stay in place and that, of course, the inventory that's there is being provided to the patients correctly back then. And it's pretty simple. And, of course, it was growing at a big pace because, as you said, Jordan, I think on April 20th, 2017, he did an interview with, I think it was Tom Woods was one, and then he did one with Next News Network, right?
Sounds like it, yeah. I remember them.
And it was a great interview that, of course, made the company grow pretty quickly at that time. So we were pretty busy just trying to make sure patients were getting their medicine.
Something like this is going to blow up, and it's going to get bigger than you think it's going to get, a lot faster than you think it's going to get, and then before you know it, you're sold out of inventory, and you're scrambling to replenish, right?
Yeah, I mean, it happened right in April. It was like the inventory went pretty quickly, and then, of course, people like joining and saying, well, there's nothing in the store, and, of course, we're like, we're trying to replenish as quickly as we can and readjust for inventory levels. At that point. So in Jersey was where I was. So I was just basically learning the controls and such. And then there was a false fire alarm in our building, which caused the police and fire department to come, at which point they put me under arrest. And I had to go to jail for 6 days.
Wow.
They put me in with murderers and rapists. And
well, it is Jersey, so that's not a surprise.
I was in the worst part of the prison. Which was interesting because the nurse who took me in, like, looked at me and said, what are you here for? Because you're in this pod that's, like, the worst. And I said, for medical cannabis?
Wow.
And she goes, everyone here should be on medical cannabis. And she's like, well, good luck, and I don't think you'll be here that long. So
what were you charged with?
So I was charged with first degree distribution, second degree for something else, the third degree, a fourth degree, and possession. So
wow.
I think I got all the charges. But again,
at that time, before you go on, at that time, was medical cannabis legal in New Jersey?
Yes, okay. It was. In 2010 was when the Compassionate Use Act of New Jersey was put into place. So it was 5 years into the process, 7 years actually into the process. But Jersey's program is definitely needs improvement. I mean,
sure.
They are just, I don't know if they're business people who are putting it together or just people that are excited about it and think they can make this work with the rules and regulations they want to put into place. But, I mean, our company is based on guidelines and standards. I mean, we don't believe in rules and regulations for people. I mean, it's a simple thought process in life.
Those things just get in the way. I imagine you're a pretty freedom-friendly guy if you're hanging out with, the libertarians and you're friends with Jordan Page. But tell me about these charges. I mean, these are very serious felony-level charges. What happened?
Yeah, it was 20. They said it was 20 years possible if I was found guilty on the charges. But I, of course, got out. I've defended myself as a CPA where I've helped people do IRS cases. So I defended them in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking to an attorney was just more of like, let's talk about case law and just discuss what our options are and see what the plea bargaining options are. Because if the plea bargain's fine for me, I just want to get this behind me and move on because I know, like, it's just BS. And, I mean, medical cannabis and now recreational cannabis is legal. So, I mean, 4 years later, it's like what I've been trying to do is – now being, quote, legislatively put into place when, mm-hmm. I mean, the rule of nature is that we should be able to do this normally without these rules and regulations.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to ask permission to grow a damn plant.
Government.
sell it to somebody or give it to them.
Yeah, I built, as I said, I'm a CPA. I helped run the Ron Paul campaign in New Jersey mm-hmm. back in 2010, so I was pretty active with the Liberty Movement. Learned a lot from Tom Woods, just the Mises Institute, guys like you, Adam Kokesh, Jordan Page. I mean, I can go on and on.
Yeah, sure. So what happened with these charges? I mean, was there a plea deal offered, or how did it shake up?
The plea deal was simply that I had to go through this thing called drug court, where you go pee in a cup for 2 years, and you just don't have to drink, which I don't drink.
Huh.
I was using medical cannabis for my back. So I just for 2 years couldn't take medical cannabis either.
Oh, man,
but it was an experience for me. Was fine.
I mean, so they took all your inventory, right? They didn't give that back, right?
They did not. No, I asked them to actually donate it to the dispensary so that they can get patients medicine quicker because medicine here.
Neil, I know you're at a party. Do you have time to stay for a few more questions?
Sure.
More coming up here. He's Neil, the CEO over there at Canasense.com, and we'll continue here in moments. Your thoughts, of course, are welcome. You can bring up whatever's on your mind on free time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A senior Al-Qaeda leader has been killed by a U.S. drone strike, according to U.S. Central Command. It says the precision strike in Syria took out Abdul Hamid al-Matar, and according to a command spokesman, the removal of that senior leader will clearly disrupt the terrorist group's ability to carry out attacks threatening Americans, U.S. allies, and innocent civilians in the process. Actor Alec Baldwin says, quote, there are no words to convey his shock and sadness after that fatal shooting of a cinematographer on his movie set. Word is, from the New York Times, that Baldwin was told just before that scene was being filmed that that gun was a cold gun, meaning it was not dangerous, but for some reason it was. And again, the cinematographer was killed. The movie's director was wounded, but has since been released from a hospital. And this is USA Radio News. Northern Californians bracing for a series of storms that will stretch well into the middle of next week. A combo of wind and rain that comes in tomorrow could send lots of debris into the storm drains, and that's a concern as it could cause roadway flooding, the Sacramento area especially being warned about that problem. A former president on the campaign trail this weekend, stumping for Democrats in Virginia and New Jersey. Former President Barack Obama here in the Garden State calling on voters to get energized and to get out and vote for the Democratic governor there, Phil Murphy, in his race for re-election.
Fight! Work! Do not sit this one out!
Also was urging people to wear their masks and get the COVID-19 vaccinations.
The science says it's the right thing to do. You do it because you're not just protecting yourself, but people you love.
Later campaigning in Virginia in support of Terry McAuliffe for governor against Republican Glenn Youngkin. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here with you, it's Ian.
People's down here.
And the Reverend Captain Kickett.
Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They do some great work over there, getting people introduced to the idea of cryptocurrency and explaining it to them in very simple terms. There's an introductory video that you can go and watch. It'll take all of about 3 minutes of your time. Just go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and then you can watch an introductory video there, or more than one. I mean, there's a bunch of videos. If you feel like digging deeper, you can do that. It's a very interesting topic and one that is not going away. Cryptocurrency is likely going to stay with us for generations, if not forever. I mean, it's a very important technology that is.
It has recently been called the most honest market on planet Earth.
It's certainly the freest market, because governments can't really touch it. Yeah, they can go after some of the exchanges and some of the centralized hubs, but they can't stop crypto. They can't stop it from being created. They can't stop it from being distributed. And as technology gets better, they're not going to be able to stop the decentralized exchanges or the decentralized finance organizations, the decentralized autonomous organizations. It's getting a lot harder for government to do anything about cryptocurrency. Go and learn the basics, though, over at Bitcoin.com.
And if you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those too over at news.bitcoin.com. We got Neil on the line here. He's the CEO of a company called CannaSense, which I came across years ago, and actually joined years ago when it was only selling to people who were selling cannabis online to people who were medical cannabis patients. The interesting thing was they made an interesting legal argument saying that, well, they didn't care where you were as far as medical cannabis was concerned. It was your risk as far as what would happen, but they themselves didn't feel that they were at risk by sending medical cannabis to cannabis patients. And Neil, you were making sort of a constitutional argument for that. But now you've expanded the business after you went through a bit of a tough spot in 2017 where the New Jersey cops raided your facility and took all of your cannabis and then charged you with felonies, which you then took a really good plea deal and got basically a two-year probationary drug court sentence. You went back into the business after that. What made you decide, all right, I'm doubling down. I just got convicted of this on a plea deal, and you know, are you a felon now because of that, or was that not part of the plea deal? You just plead like to a misdemeanor or something?
No, I mean, I'm a felon, I'm considered a felon in the legal world.
How did that happen to where you got convicted of a felony and you just went right back at it and continued CannaSense? I mean, what was the thought process there?
So in terms of the program itself, they said that they didn't go after CannaSense. CannaSense was a legal entity formed, I mean, exactly the way it needs to be, legally and lawfully. And the program guidelines of where the medicine has to come from was they just said to me, Neil, the medicine has to come from California. And that's pretty much it for this program. I mean, you are a legal entity allowed to do this. So
they told you, okay,
yeah, I mean,
you're fine to live in, let me say I'm following you. They're saying, okay, Neil, you can live here in New Jersey. You can operate this this cannabis collective, but it's based in California. You just can't ship product from New Jersey. Was that what they said?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you go to my bio on the website, which, of course, you just got to go CannaSense Neil Schloss, you'll see my bio. Mm-hmm. There was an article I wrote in 1997, I think, about using technology to basically help run a business. And I don't want to live in California. I mean, I'm happy where I live. Hmm. I live where I am. I mean, where my feet are right now is where I'm living.
Okay.
I mean, so in that natural form, I mean, these state lines are sort of, again, a great idea so that you have 50 opinions that can be thrown out, and some are correct, some are incorrect, some are crazy, some are very logical. And unfortunately, I think, I mean, as you see what's going on with the vaccination questioning, is that we are questioning society and how we live in nature and everything else and what to do with our bodies. And I mean, we're fighting over those rights now, some of us. And at the same time, I mean, CannaSense is so simple that I mean, for me as a CPA, it made so much common sense that it had to be introduced to the country and not to just California, because mm-hmm. that would be wrong. I mean, I'd be basically, as people call Ron Paul, an isolationist. Like, I'd be a California isolationist. I wouldn't allow people outside of California to get the benefits of a program that's correct.
I don't know how many, I mean, what would you estimate as far as inventory that they stole from you at the
inventory
warehouse?
Inventory, they said, was $1 million. They also took about $420,000 in cash.
$420,000.
It's pretty funny, right?
At least you can get a good laugh out of it now.
Of course. Listen, I mean, I asked them to donate the $420,000 in cash to the Breast Cancer Society. They said no to it.
Of course not.
I asked them to donate the medicine to the dispensary so that the patients can get it. They said no.
No, because they're not good people.
Ridiculous. And it was just more like this. I was just shaking my head. I was like, look, what's the best plea deal you can give me? And in the end, I was like, you know what? I'm happy with what they were going to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then it improved on the day of sentencing to get into this drug court program.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could say I was lucky. I could say, like, look, I mean, the CPA Society never took my license away. I still practice defense against the government with the IRS.
So you're down $1 million in inventory, $420,000 in cash, and you doubled down. You said, all right, I'm keeping this thing going. We've still got our warehouse in California. That still has inventory in it, and you kept CannaSense on online, and you kept going. Was there a big downturn in business? Were people spooked? Because I got to tell you, when that happened, I was like,
sure.
Oh, boy.
Sure. Yeah, no. I mean, listen, I had people praying for me. I had people spooked. I wish I could apologize to everyone for the craziness that this
sure.
put people through.
What can you do? It's not your fault, though. These monsters in government, it's their fault. They're the ones who are hurting you. They're the ones who are coming after peaceful people and ruining people's lives. I'm really glad to hear that you didn't have to go to prison over this and that you're still able to operate this thing. So take us.
Yeah.
Let's get fast forward to today. You're back at it. Is the business back up to where it was? Would you say, or is it past where it was as far as customer count and, you know, how busy are you?
I mean, the customer count's there. I mean, people are placing orders every day.
Nice.
The process has improved. We've added, like, from a crypto perspective, we've added Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Monero.
I was going to ask you about that.
That's
very
awesome.
Cool. Very cool.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
Monero, nice.
So it's kind of like, I mean, I'm a CPA who literally was introduced to Bitcoin when it was just starting, like, from all of us in the Ron Paul movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just funny because, of course, I was like, all right, I'm a CPA. I mean, I know the fiat system. Ron Paul's messing with my head over this whole, Federal Reserve system and expansion of the money supply and all this other stuff that, of course, I don't know if I could say jokingly. I didn't learn this in school from the teachers, but what I learned through the Mises Institute and everything else and guys like Jordan Page and the others, it opened my eyes to be willing to learn more and question the narrative.
Tell me about, since we were talking about money just a bit there, cryptocurrency, we know a lot of marijuana businesses have had difficulty getting bank accounts and credit card and debit card transactions, and I know that you guys were running credit cards when I ordered back in 2017. Have you had trouble with that? Has it been difficult to find and or keep credit card processors
or
banks?
Yeah, how's the Operation Choke Point treating you?
It's not bad at all. Listen, I'm a CPA. I mean, that part's easy for me. So I'm not like it's almost like I jokingly say to my friends who work at Chase and Wells Fargo and a lot of the major banks, I'm like, when are your bosses going to make like shake their heads and say, okay, it's fine. Like I don't know if I have to worry about the FDIC or what the Fed says because again, it's just normal business to me. I mean, you're doing typical, just general helping someone, giving them value. And in return, you get the value back of how the program works.
Neil, I still have more questions, and specifically about psilocybin mushrooms, which I see are on your website right now. Is that something you can talk about? Can you talk about that?
I could talk about it. I will not say I'm an expert of taking psilocybin, but I know it is legalized.
I want to talk about the legal aspect and what your argument is there, because that's certainly not gone as far legally as cannabis. I'm very interested. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in here. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we're spending actually an inordinately large amount of time with this this caller. It's unusual, but you know, I play it by ear. If it's an interesting call, I'll keep him on for you know, as much time as is necessary.
So. And I just want to say I really respect this person as a businessman. I realize he's the CFO and that he has
a
team.
Said CEO, but I can't remember.
The website says CFO.
Oh, CFO. Okay.
Yeah. But at any rate, you know, they have a business. They have a model. It takes a team to run that. So yeah. Not only do I respect him, but his entire business for doing what they're doing.
For basically, as I understand it, offering cannabis products, and as we're going to discuss here, apparently psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms, which are becoming more, you know, decriminalized in various different states. We've been discussing that in various cities specifically. In fact, a city in Massachusetts, East Hampton, just apparently this week, voted nearly unanimously, 7 councillors voting in favor and 2 just abstaining, not even voting against, but just abstaining from the vote, to decriminalize psychedelics, specifically plant-based psychedelic plants, including mushrooms, so which technically aren't plants, but they're fungi. Anyway, we're starting to see a real trend in this area, and that's what one of the other things I wanted to talk to Neil about. He's the CFO, apparently, of Canisense.com, and for years you guys have been fulfilling medical patients' orders from various different states around the country from your warehouse in California. There was a bit of a bump in the road when they raided the New Jersey goons, raided the New Jersey warehouse, so that part got shut down, but you continued the business, you continued the operation. There's never been any kind of, like, federal contact or federal threats issued against you, Neil?
No. The federal looked at the case, and, of course, based on the law, I mean, it's in compliance. So, and if you go to the education section of the website, yeah. It actually does explain the legal parts of it, which probably are best explained that way.
It's well written, too. I've read through that whole section just while you've been on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'd rather someone go to that section or read rather than try to have someone explain it to you because, of course, as humans, we tend to blubber and stubber on different things. And
yeah, and it is, like you said, it's a well-argued, very interesting read. I would highly recommend. I certainly read it before I joined the organization back in 2017. And, you know, you guys did your research, obviously, because you know this is an incredibly touchy area from a legal perspective and very, very risky.
And I just want to do some corrections. So I was CFO back then. I mean, I was CTO. I mean, I was the cook, bottle washer, and everything.
Yeah.
I was doing millions of things just to juggle this model and try to make sure that it worked correctly. And, I mean, just all comes with the 30 years of experience being in my profession. So I'm just lucky to be where I was. But now, of course, I'm the CEO.
Oh, okay.
But I do focus on the foundation, which is something that was – that's a different entity that was formed in New Jersey, actually. It's a New Jersey nonprofit entity that actually gives out scholarships to college students right now. There's $10,000 being given out, $2,000.
This call just keeps getting more and more awesome. Like,
yeah, it's fascinating.
Thanks for calling in, Neil.
And I remember there was a part of the website, I remember when I joined it back in 2017, where you guys even suggested, I don't know if you quite promised, but you might have promised.
Legal defense.
Legal defense for your customers.
We do. I mean, there's not many issues that pop up. The little ones that are popping up now are like in states that are still just waking up to the idea of legalization and such. So the cops are just acting in bad faith and just stuff like that happens. But they're small and few. I mean, the individual that was a medical patient receiving their medicine was legally allowed. So that was not a concern for me. And Ian, I think you said something like we didn't have the fear and we didn't want the patients to have the fear either. I mean, there was nothing about that the patient had to worry about, which is why the Legal Defense Fund was put in place.
So you basically said, and I mean, my understanding of it was, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, you were basically telling these medical patients, hey, if the cops in your area mess with you over our product being shipped to you, we will send you an attorney, basically.
In the correct quantity. I mean, like, we were not sending them pounds. We were sending them an ounce a month, because that's what if we want to get into the science and the medicine and explaining how people should understand dosage-based cannabis, I mean, that's an important topic I think that should be talked about as well, because, of course, children have a chance of getting into their parents' medicine or their cannabis. So what's the concern is if they consume too much? I mean, if a 40-pound kid eats a chocolate bar,
that's
500 milligrams, that's not going to be good.
That's very bad.
So
if I eat that chocolate bar, it's going to be a bad trip. I mean, that's a lot of cannabis.
Exactly. And
You're more well-versed in the medical aspect of this, but last I knew, that's still not medically dangerous, though, is it?
No, you're not going to die from it, but it could be a really bad time.
Yes, it would not be uncomfortable. I mean, you might throw up.
Very intense.
You might feel
very intense.
Very, very intense.
Like 50 milligram is going to be a good dose. 500 is...
There actually is medical ramifications to consuming too much marijuana products. A friend of mine back in Seattle, he's a libertarian guy, ran for senator out there. He was consuming... Because, you know, it got legalized recreationally in the Seattle area. So he was drinking those beverages that are infused, and he was eating the brownies, and he just all day long he was consuming these products. And finally he went to the doctor because he was having these stomach pains, and I can't remember what the term was, but they gave him some, you know, medical term for what he had, which is basically you're eating too much marijuana. And so he had to cut back because of that.
Yeah, and I have a friend who's a veterinarian, and he's saying he's seeing an uptick in animals that consume their owner's medicine.
Yeah, that'll happen too.
It's not good for them. I mean, there is a toxicity level for animals, according to him, that can have the actual animal.
All right, I want to get to this next question. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was shocked when I saw psychedelic mushrooms on the list. Yes. Like I said, I'm a member of the organization since 2017, so I was able to just log in and look around here and see what the inventory is looking like. What is the argument on this one? That, I mean, psychedelic mushrooms, by as I understand it, with the exception of Oregon, probably have no legal status anywhere in the United States, with the exception of decriminalization in some cities. So what's the legal argument there?
So New Jersey's constitutional amendment included psychedelics of psilocybin mushrooms.
Really?
So Article 4, Section 1, U.S. Constitution, again, ensures that that should be honored by others.
Does that mean those are being shipped out of New Jersey?
They're provided. I'd have to check, Ian. I'd have to check the fulfillment.
Feel free to not answer any questions that might get you in legal hot water, because the federal government is certainly listening to every episode of Free Talk Live very closely. So it's your argument that the federal constitution, and let me just make sure I understand this, if one state has a constitutional protection for a thing, then...
It gives more freedom to humans. I mean, it should be ensured to be protected everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if this is accurate, but it's the reciprocity clause is the sort of the street term for it, right?
Yeah.
And is this, now you may not know this, but I think this is the same thing that allows, like if I have a concealed carry permit in one state and I travel to another state, it allows them to honor that. I think the reciprocity clause is the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, these are arguments that, of course, could happen in court, and either you have a jury nullify it because, of course, they know you're correct, mm-hmm. or at the same time you deal with the system like you did, Ian. It's just you have to go through the game on this. So,
yeah. And how long have the mushrooms been on the site? How new is this feature?
I think March
wow.
of when the constitutional amendment got signed in Jersey, it was just like, hey, I mean, if this is legal, it's got to be allowed to be on the site.
And just to clarify, you're saying that CanSense is no longer just for medical patients. You are willing to sell these products to anyone over the age of 21 anywhere within the continental or the 50 states?
Yes. I mean, for, of course, disclaimers, if you're in a state that does not recognize either or you're concerned, I mean, we always say you can do a telemedicine doctor appointment, mm-hmm. which we help guide people to just because, of course, there's a lot of telemedicine companies out there,
yep.
and they do the scripts for cannabis. So
right, so you can become a medical patient in a place like California, and then at least you have that argument on your side if you're in an unfriendly state, right?
I mean, if you feel more comfortable with it. I mean, at the same time, I could say I'm comfortable that if you're over 21, I mean, you're legally allowed to get cannabis.
I think it's amazing that you're comfortable with this, and I think it's heroic, and I love it when business owners are willing to step into uncharted territory like this and put themselves
Bravo.
At risk and put themselves on the line. Kudos to you, Neil, and thanks for spending so much time explaining this and explaining, you know, I'm really happy to hear that things are working out for you over there at CanSense.
My pleasure. I just want to say I am with sponsor number 23, and Ian, as you know, we do have to have a sponsor to join, so the numbers are on your affiliate button, so, I mean, you can give that out on your show to people so that they know.
We'll have to find out what that is. I don't even know what
just
that is.
Just go to your dashboard and click on affiliate.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We got more coming up. Enjoy the party, Neil. Thanks for the call tonight. We got hour three on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you...
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.